Hare Krishna arrived in London and went to the hospital this morning for a pre-operation checkup, and tomorrow we'll be going in for the operation, which probably Shabi Hari Prabhu and maybe I think Shruti Dharma will be there, will do a podcast and give a little report on what's going on. But this morning on our way to the hospital, we got message from Aryadev Prabhu, who's the head cowherdman at New Brajadam, who's in charge of the Goshala and the cows and the bulls. And he sent a message saying that Shama, the big gray, as it's called in Hungarian, Suka, the big gray bull, had left his body. And then he sent the following message, which I'm translating for from Hungarian. For the last 3 years, every winter, he's been very weak. And because of his age and the cold, we used to keep him inside. We kept him inside the barn because the bulls don't stay in the barn. The bulls bulls have their own shed. They get a very long furry coat in the wintertime. Anyway, the message continues. We kept him in the barn. And on December 29th, he just all of a sudden lay down and began to perspire. His breathing was very quick. And the veterinarian came and gave him some kind of medicines and vitamins, but he wouldn't eat any further and wouldn't drink anymore. And then on the 31st, in the morning, he just put his head down quietly and left his body in front of Radha Shyam's picture. And Srila Prabhupada playing bhajan. He was 19 years old. I remember when Shama came to the farm. That was 19 years ago, which was just a year after we had purchased it. And we'd already had one indigenous cow, Jamuna, at that time. And she had one a bull calf, who we called Dharma. And then these two greys, they're called greys. They're very majestic bulls with very wide horns. Devotees who have been to New Brajadam, they've seen them. They're also indigenous to Hungary. But anyway, they were little little calves at the time. And they were slated for the slaughterhouse. And somehow we came to hear of that. And so we purchased them, and I was there when they first arrived, and they were really wild. They wouldn't let anyone, when we let them out of the vehicle in which they were delivered, they wouldn't let anyone touch them, and they ran all over the place, and it took quite a while before they sort of settled down. But settled down they did. Well, there's two of them, as I mentioned, Shama and Gora. And but I'll just talk about Shama since he's the one who left. And they grew. They were some months old at that time, maybe 6-7 months old. And they grew. And they were the first bulls to do service on New Brajadam. Generally, they would carry wood. They were delivering wood. They were also, when we had either special guests, or even sometimes in the beginning we would try with the tourists, that we would they would pull a cart in which people could sit, and they also plowed the land. There's pictures of Antardeep Prabhu as he's plowing with them, and they became very peaceful and very devotional and very friendly. They became very very attached to the devotees and to kirtan, and they lived like other devotees, always looking at pictures of Radha Shyam, which were in them, hearing Srila Prabhupada's music, rendering devotional service, and on top of that, they weren't committing any offenses while they were rendering devotional service, and were really the embodiment of Dharma, of real religious principles, showing us that by depending on the land, everything that one needs for one's maintenance can be provided. From the land, we get grass. The grass nourishes both the cows, and we get milk and milk products, and bulls who get the strength to do all kinds of work and services. What else does one need? And it was this lifestyle that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to replicate, the same lifestyle that Krishna himself led personally, and a lifestyle that's so glorious, and it ends in the way that Shama also ended his days very peacefully, before a picture of Radha Shyam, hearing Srila Prabhupada singing, and then leaving his body and attaining a destination determined for him by the Lord, either to take birth again in New Vrindavan or some other place or wherever Krishna wants him to continue rendering the devotional service. So it's a real celebration. It's really sort of a milestone, the beginning of our 20th year in which we're celebrating our 20th year of the acquisition of New Vrindavan. It begins by one of its oldest residents leaving his body. So all glories to Shyam.